When I go into a country to conduct a mission, I visit prisons, detention centers, whether it's immigration detention, police detention, to look at the pathways to incarceration, the conditions under which people are kept, and the consequences, particularly for women in these situations.
So what have been some of your conclusions? What are some differences for men and women that are incarcerated?
I think there is a difference in the treatment. Women are more vulnerable, and especially to sexual violence, to inappropriate touching. But women are also disproportionately impacted because the gendered needs of women are not taken into account. So simple things such as access to soap, access to sanitary pads, becomes a site of negotiations. So trading sex for basic necessities is not the experience of men in many instances, but it's the experience of women. Inappropriate touching, violation of privacy through having cameras focused on women's bathroom, changing areas, etc. This is more gendered. The conditions and the quality of food and services in women's prisons seems to be worse in some countries than in others. And I sometimes wonder whether women who are incarcerated get treated more badly because they are seen as having violated society's norms by getting into trouble and, you know, getting into prison, because it's not considered normal to have women in prisons.
So what you're saying is that women are usually seen as caregivers, and so they are even more vulnerable in prisons because that role is no longer accurate for them.
Yes. And, okay. And you know, they get punished, I think, for having violated society's norms by breaking laws and getting caught and being incarcerated.
Now, to my understanding, one important feature to this is also that some of these women are actually victims of the issue. They're not necessarily guilty of certain crimes. They're waiting for trials. Some of them are absolutely innocent, and yet they're still undergoing these circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Women are also incarcerated to protect them from violence. So in countries where women under threat of execution, either by family members or by people who consider that they violated the societal moral codes of that country, are then kept in what is called protective custody. Protective custody is in the same prison that convicted people are in. So what's the difference? In countries where women are disbelieved in terms of when they assert that a crime was committed in self-defense, women are less likely to be believed that it was self-defense, and they would then get a prison sentence.
What are some solutions that you've seen that could be applied either at the national, local level or at the international level?
We need to be more creative about options for people to pay their price to society, which is what society demands if there has been a violation. House arrest, using ankle bracelets, but letting people live a normal life, and particularly women, to go on, because the reality is women are still primary caretakers of their children in many societies. Making creative choices about how someone pays their debt to society does not have to include prisons. And in the majority of cases, these women who are being incarcerated are not a threat to society. In fact, they become a threat to themselves. So attempted suicide and suicide in prisons across the world by women is pretty high. And we should be asking why, and should they be in these conditions?